great future. We're talking real money.
Just a little over a week. Just a little over a week, and a fraction of our long national nightmare known as 2020 will be over. At least the elections will be over.
Pandemic lives on.
Oh my gosh. We got a warning from the White House to Florida, where I live, by the way, saying, guess what? Florida, gonna get bad again. Batten down the hatches. Not excited.
And what have they done about it? Yeah.
Okay. No, the governor of Florida actually suppressed the notice. It's like, I don't want to tell everybody. Don't just panic.
Not a week before the election.
Don't panic. We don't want them to panic. Hi, everybody. Don here, Tom there. Talking Real Money is the name of the program that we put together for you every week. Well, if you can call what we do putting it together, we wing it for 2 hours. And you're invited to be our wing people by calling us. You can wing it with us at 855-935-TALK. Well, they wing it, too. Do you think that people rehearse their calls before they come on?
No, probably about as much rehearsal as this show gets.
Yeah, they're
let me
winging
mention
it.
The number again, though. 855-935-TALK.
Oh, talk. I forgot. Tom is practicing because on the 14th, he's going to be soloing on our
I'm already been practicing
show.
That one. Yeah, yeah, right.
He's going to solo. He's going to go wing it by himself.
That's only like 3 weeks away. 4 weeks away.
The 14th?
Yeah, it's coming up. 3 weeks, I think.
I don't know. All I know is that it just keeps going fast. The longer I'm stuck in my house doing nothing but work and staring at a television, the faster everything seems to move. It's just like, whoosh, I'm going to be dead before I know it. I need to have some fun. So let's
do it
on the show.
Well, that's why you're here.
Shall we do it?
Yeah.
All right. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And apparently, I am not the only one sitting in quarantine going, I need a change of pace. I need something new. According to an article in the Wall Street Journal today, apparently old people are now, not just young people, old people are becoming crazed day traders.
A day trader is someone who tries to trade on a trend, tries to find a stock, gets up in the morning and says, time to sell this and buy this. You may remember this was a big deal, I think, in the late 1990s, right?
Oh, like, it was hot.
Big deal. People making a lot of money and then people losing a lot of money. And that's the part we would prefer you not do. I would prefer you not do this at all. But if your parents or grandparents are doing this, what do we tell them, Don?
What have you lost?
Hey, Granny, knock it off.
All right. You know, next step. I'm getting you checked for dementia.
There you go.
Because this
I'm going to drop you off at that place over there.
This is crazy talk, folks. This is crazy talk. This writer's parents, was it parents? Yeah, it was parents.
Yes, parents.
They get up every morning all excited for a new day of buying stuff that's already gone up a lot, like Tesla or Apple.
Or maybe Zoom.
Or Zoom. Yeah, they love Zoom. Yeah. Because, yeah, but here's what they Zoom will always go up. This is their thinking. Zoom will always go up. Is that the way?
And they're reading the headlines. They're watching the shows. They're tuned into what's going on in the world and trading based on that. And now that here's the good news is I think I read later on.
Yeah.
The writer, who we will not mention her name, writes for the Wall Street Journal. She said her mom only has about 20% of her wealth in day trading, and her dad only has about 10. So this isn't all of their money.
Are you protecting her anonymity? She's a writer for the Wall Street Journal.
I'm trying to be kind here.
She's a writer for the Wall. I mean, a Wall Street Journal and find her name.
It's weird though because in the article it says, the Wall Street Journal, she's never discussed money with her parents because the newsroom has strict rules about journalists' investing activities, and I don't dispense advice about markets.
Okay,
I think that's a
little strict rules about investing activities, yes.
Right, yeah.
But they didn't say that they didn't have a rule about advice. She just said she doesn't do it, which is actually really good rule of thumb for any of us in the business, because I am so tired. I got a friend who comes over and watches football games with me. Very well-known person, you know, really big, been around for a long time. every time he comes over, well, what's the market going to do? And I go, Jim, how many times do I have to tell you neither I nor anyone else has a clue? Well, you're in the business, aren't you? It doesn't mean I'm psychic.
And coming up, we're going to tell you a story about somebody who's been in the business a long time, thought they knew what was going on in the market, and then ended up not. So, no, the point, here's the point.
Good. I'm so
and
glad there's
I do.
A
I think
point.
It's unreasonable. I think, frankly, if somebody asked me, then I would tell them how to do it. No, I don't walk in a room and go, oh, by the way, I know everything about stocks and bonds. You got to do what I say. Your parents who.
Actually,
are
he kind of does. But
trading stocks, I think that is the time to say, no, this is a really a bad idea, and here's why. Yeah. I think that's fair.
What you do is you get a basket, and you go around the house collecting all of the electronics, and then you carry the TV out, and you go, Mom, Dad, you're back to newspapers. That's it. That's
better than taking the car keys, I guess.
All you get is a newspaper, because you can't day trade off a newspaper.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Everybody needs help with their money now and again, and if you need more help than we can give in the course of this podcast or show, set up an appointment with one of our advisors for a free actual meeting with no obligation and no high-pressure sales pitch. Just go to vestory.com, that's V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
All right, I was in a good mood, and then during the break, we talked about Tom's new television. Now I'm suffering from screen envy.
Well, it is a large screen.
Mine's only 65. Yours is, what, 86?
I know.
86
My grandsons
inches?
Loved, I know. They loved watching Cars 3 on it last
Do you know
night,
that's so bigger than my first apartment? I think my first apartment was the size
was
of that
86
TV.
Inches.
From corner to corner, I think it was like 86 inches.
The hot plate was there.
Right.
No. The one just, seat was there.
It was just like a bed. Oh, I got up. And
I stayed in a place that was that small once, but never lived in one. That's something.
I was 18. It was New York City. It was all I could afford.
Yeah,
shared
right,
a bathroom down the hall. I'm telling you, this was the smallest apartment you've ever seen in your life.
That today's probably worth $1.5 million or something.
Back then, I rented it for $85 a month.
A month?
It was 1974.
Wow.
Prices were, that was a lot for me when I was working, you know, making Mr. Michael's soft cosmetic leg wax.
Yeah. I don't want to know any more than that. And New York was not in a good place in the mid-70s.
Oh, no. I actually got chased. I'm 18 years old. I got chased in the subway when I accidentally got off in the Bronx. Oh, that was a stupid place to get off the subway in 1974. Anyway, hello and welcome back to our show. I'm Don. That's Tom. 855-935-TALK is our telephone number. 855-935-8255. I'm saying it really, really fast because we have just so much stuff to talk about. You, of course. You're what drives what we do. We want to talk with you. That's why we have that 24-hour day, 7-day a week phone number. And you can also send questions in at talkingrealmoney.com. Just click it on the contact form, or you can record them and send them in. So we've got just so many ways to do this. But before the break, we were talking about people who are day trading. And I think in old people are doing it. I think in large part, they're doing it because they're bored in this pandemic. But here's the deal. And I noticed from reading this article that mom and dad, in this article, the mom and dad, were getting a little cocky. They were kind of, their confidence was a little on the high side because they'd been, to date, lucky. Purely
you think?
Lucky. But when we're lucky, we would rather attribute that to our intelligence and abilities than to just dumb luck.
And I think the reason a lot of people have done this is FOMO, right?
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it is because they're looking around going, well, wait a minute. I'm home. Hey, I got time.
And you know, a lot of us have FOMO for COMO. You know, you fear
Touché.
You're going to miss out. That would be
Hey,
Rick, great promo. This is a promo because you're FOMOing for COMOing or something.
Ooh, that's
you
good.
Just play with the words. I give you the rights to that idea. You don't even have
All
to
right.
pay me for it.
By the way, if you call, you
FOMO,
move right to the
COMO.
Head of the line. for obvious reasons. But here's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Gosh, okay, I'm
part
funny.
One. Yeah. When you read the paper or you get online, you read something, and then you decide to buy or sell a stock based on that, you're too late. Number two, I absolutely love the end of this article, because at the end of the article, the reporter asks her mom about a survey that Nielsen sent her. She's filling out a survey.
Yeah,
about
I get
the
those
economy.
Sometimes, and they like give you a couple of bucks in there too. They give you like brand new fresh dollar bills.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how they do that, but they do. And I wonder. Anyway, so they live in Iowa somewhere, and so one of the questions was, "Is the economy as good as it was before the pandemic?" And the mom answers, "Yes." And the daughter says, "Mom, come on, really?" And the mom says, "Well, I got to say yes so that people are still confident about the economy. So they buy stocks. That pushes stock prices up. So I make more money."
Mom moves the economy. I've heard of overconfidence.
Slight?
That takes it to a whole new level. Mom thinks her quote is going to move the stock market.
Yeah, and it's not. And you're not going to be able to outsmart the market.
But what that does say, though, is that people do believe that they can manipulate the market. There is that. That does go on. Where, in fact, back in the old days when I lived in Colorado and I was in the stock business, there were a lot of firms that did penny stocks. Penny stocks in Colorado were like they went together. It was like, you know, bad investments in Boca Raton. Colorado and penny stocks. It was the penny stock headquarters. And what they did was a thing called pump and dump. They would pump up these little companies that were, you know, calling all these people, telling them how great it was. And then, of course, even if they didn't buy the stock, they tell a friend and people start buying these penny stocks. And if you take a penny stock and you get the price to 2 pennies, that's a double. You'd get doubled your money,
or even
just 50 like that.
Cents to a dollar.
Yeah,
right.
You doubled your money. So I was reading an article. Where was that article? It was in one of the things I read.
It's just one of the news feeds.
It was one of the news feeds. I think it was on Flipboard about a guy who loves Bitcoin. He doesn't really say why he loves Bitcoin, but he loves Bitcoin. And he
because
said,
it's 100 million times better than gold.
That's it. He said it was 100 million times better than gold. I mean, that takes hyperbole to a whole new level. That's just.
Well, and it upset my wife because I said we're going to get Bitcoin instead of gold. She didn't think that was a great idea, but it's harder to wear.
No. No, what you do is you just create a new in-home currency. You call it Tomcoin.
Here you go.
It's Tomcoin.
Hey, honey, spend it anywhere you like.
Hope
anybody
it does
buy
well.
It, you know, take it. Yeah, good luck.
Well, the reason that I thought about this was because lately Bitcoin is getting back into stupid levels again.
Yes, come back.
It's like $13,000 per
something
per unit of Ether.
I'm breathing it right now.
This is how it's I so describe. Ready? You want my description of what Bitcoin is? There it was. There you go. A little Bitcoin. Just blew a little Bitcoin your way. Bitcoin, I'm sorry, you Bitcoinettes. It is nothing. It's nothing. Why are you paying $13,161 for something that does pretty much nothing except is accepted by drug dealers everywhere?
Not governments. By the way, if we're wrong about that, feel free to call us 855-935-TALK.
How could we be wrong about something that's right?
Well, I want to hear how we're wrong. But here's the part that you might want to read before you run down and start buying Bitcoin. This gentleman says he has $425 million invested in Bitcoin. Did I read that right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$425 million.
Yeah.
I hope he can get it back someday. Or somebody doesn't steal it, because that's happened too.
I hope he bought most of it at like $13,000 of Bitcoin, because it hasn't been this rich since 18.
A couple years?
Yeah, since 18, when it hit 19,000 for a while and then plunged. And by the way, just to put this in perspective, in late 2017, it hit $19,000. By January of 2019, $19,000 to $3,500. Then it's been kind of climbing and falling and climbing and falling back to 13,000. This is not an investment. This is not a commodity even. It's not even a commodity because can you buy real things with it? Can you go buy a meal with it? Can you go buy a television? Probably not. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you don't have a financial plan, well, sometimes you just need a little help getting started. And we offer that free help to anybody in a meeting with one of our fiduciary advisors. To set one up, just go to vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004. There's no obligation, no cost, and I promise, no sales pitch.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Questions? Call us. 855-935-8255. 855-935-TALK. Lines are open for you right now. You can also send those in. Just go to talkingrealmoney.com, click the contact form, and we'll either answer them on the show or we'll answer them on the podcast, of which we do about one every day. And we did get
not
a question.
About, we do one every day.
Yeah, unless I take a vacation day, and then it'll be like six a week or something, if I ever do take a vacation day.
Your math doesn't work there either, because I do two a week.
I do five
There's
a week.
7 days. Yeah, you said if you take a vacation, we'd only do
six a week.
Six.
Right.
Yeah.
If I took a vacation, okay, that would be six a week.
You two stay there, and I go, right? Okay, just
thanks,
checking.
Thanks, Monty. We had a question that Tom actually handled in person, but it was really kind of a good question, so we thought we'd do it here. It was about the federal retirement system, and it's a short question. Is it better to keep my money in the government TSP or move it to someone like Fisher when I retire?
Fisher part of it. Because I think the bigger question is, should you just keep the money in the TSP or hire an advisor? And we'd only hire a 100% fiduciary registered investment advisor to manage your money, to build the financial plan, et cetera, et cetera. And the answer is, it depends.
That's always the answer.
It always is. And here's the reason why, by the way. If you feel like you have a good understanding, and by the way, I have a list of questions that I asked them. Like how old you are, what's your current asset allocation? Because people always tell me, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And then I look and think you're not. How much of this money you're going to need in the near term, et cetera, et cetera. So there's some questions there that kind of help me understand you. But here it comes down to this. The TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan, has extremely low costs, very low cost. And by the way, if you call most financial advisors, what are they going to tell you? Yeah. Move it over tomorrow.
Oh, of
get
course.
That over into an IRA. Let's get that managed. Taken care of.
And what I mean, literally, I sent this question over to Tom because they wanted to talk with an advisor.
Yeah.
So Tom called, and literally, we're an investment advisory firm. Okay, we make money advising people. Tom's answer was, "It's a great product. It's inexpensive."
Yeah, it really is. The question is, can you build the plan? Because he has some issues around when to take Social Security and annuity, that kind of thing, to create income. Can you manage the assets correctly if you left it at the TSP? Because he's not as diversified as I would like. He's got most of it in the large cap and then some in a bond fund. And then can you create the income you need from, in his case, an annuity, Social Security, and the TSP? If you can do all that, then yeah, the money should just stay in the TSP, manage it, take it out as you need it, et cetera, et cetera. If you think you need help, by the way, some people may just need a plan written. We write plans for some people, hand them the plan, you go at it.
You pay for it.
What we do know, you pay for it. But what we do know is about a third of the work that we do is behavioral. It's not only creating the right plan, the right portfolio, it's keeping you to it. Because 2000 comes along, 2008 comes along, the spring of 2020 comes along, and you say, get my money out, or the election, whatever it is. And the honest answer is you should not be moving your money other than rebalancing, selling things that have gone up and buying things that have gone down. That's the decision every person should make as they get closer to retirement. Can you do it on your own? If you can, then yeah, money stays at the TSP because you'll never beat those costs. They're exceedingly low.
But to answer the second half of the question, just because I want to, Do not go to Ken Fisher. Do not go to Ken Fisher. Do not go to Fisher Investments. I mean, really, here's what they do. They do something that we find absolutely abhorrent. They buy individual stocks. They pick stocks. And their fees are about 1.5% per year, which is a little on the high side. Not ridiculous, but it's high. But they pick stocks. And you can't get an independently tracked track record of them. Back in the day when you could, when they had a mutual fund, they didn't do very well, but they got rid of the mutual fund because they didn't want people knowing, maybe. 855-935-TALK.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Before you end up buying a financial product that you'll regret later, either call us on the podcast or the show, or if you need a little more time, that's why we offer free meetings with our fiduciary advisors at Vestory with no cost, no obligation, and no high-pressure sales pitch, I promise. Just give us a call at 800-386-3004, or better yet, just set up an appointment at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Holy mackerel. Oh, by the way, 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. During that break, because that'd be fun, I went on Yelp. You know Yelp, the review service.
Yes.
And I read...
Ordering a pizza or something?
No, I read Fisher Investments is reviewed there. Lots and lots and lots of very long, I mean long, like people spent some time on these reviews. And I tell you, from most recent, there's one that's 4 stars, then one that's 5 stars, and then from then on, 1 star, 1 star, 1 star, 2 stars, 1 star, 1 star, 1 star, 1 star, 2 stars, 1 star, 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 2 stars, 1 star, 1 star, 1 star. That's just the first page. Oh my gosh. These reviews are scathing. They're not
just, they're out there.
Bad. They're scathing.
In terms of?
Oh, they hate the sales techniques. They say they won't talk to you until you sit down and meet with them in person. They won't even tell you anything about the company. The performance was substandard. They don't even, one guy said they lose 3/4 of your money and then give you a fee on the 1/4 that's left. It's like.
Lovely.
Well, that's buying individual stocks, though. That's the kind of volatility you have in individual stocks.
And in an all-stock portfolio. That's my other argument. Generally, I know very few people that can take having all of their money in stocks at all. It's just you have to be able to live with an extreme amount of pain because when markets go upside down, you're going to lose a lot. You're going to watch the value. You're not going to lose it. You're going to watch the value of your portfolio decline substantially. Let's put it that way.
Man, but I got to tell you, usually you see some good reviews mixed with bads, and that's the normal with any business.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
I'm telling you, the number, and it's not just somebody punching a star. They're writing paragraphs.
The problem is with all the promotion they do on radio, television, online,
mailing,
newspapers. They'll have 10 new people for every one of those that writes a negative review.
I got to tell you, I get their mailers.
So, won't matter.
I know because I'm in the marketing business sometimes with our firm. Those mailers have got to cost them $7 or $8 a mailer.
Yeah.
A mailer.
I don't think they care. He just keeps on sending them.
Holy
All right. God. You said you had a tough question. Hit me.
Oh, I do. I have a tough one for you. We do have questions that are sent in at talkingrealmoney.com. Okay. Pay attention. You may need the break to think this one over.
Oh, goodness. You're really making me nervous now.
Right. It's about Social Security survivor benefits.
Yes.
Hi, Don and Tom. Ooh, I got top billing. Thanks for the consistent and consistently great advice. I have a slightly more complicated, to me at least, Social Security question that I'm hoping you might know the answer to. My mother and father have a pretty large age difference, 18 years. My father passed away at 82 last year, so upon his passing, his Social Security payments stopped since my mother was 64. He has earned he earned far more than she over her lifetime. So ultimately, my understanding is that she will effectively be collecting his total benefit when she does start collecting. My question is, if she waits until 70 to collect, does the 8% increase you espouse still kick in for a full retirement? And age 70, since my father was collecting already when he was alive, is the total she can elect just growing at the cost?
No, okay, I understand the question. The short answer is no.
I didn't think so.
No, but I do believe to collect his in larger, I think she'll have to be her full retirement age.
FRA for her. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but then there's no reason to wait till 70 because that the amount will be either his or what she would qualify for at that point.
And if she's 64, her FRA is 66 and a fraction. Because
yeah,
I'm
so
64,
she needs to wait.
So yeah.
Are you really?
Shh. Stop looking at me like that.
Day over 63. Okay.
I know. I don't.
No, I mean that's not a hard one.
I don't feel a day over, except for the aches in the joints. I don't feel a day over 40. But it's the aches. Yeah,
right. I mean, here's the thing about Social Security. Yes, if you're married and your benefit is larger than your spouse's, and you pass first, that spouse is entitled to either their own or yours.
They're entitled to the larger.
Somebody at my house. A relative argued with me about this about 5 years ago, and I was like, I do this for a living.
What's there to argue about? That they thought they got
Well, she said I was wrong, that you don't get that. Yeah, you do. So anyway, and you know who I'm talking about if you're listening. So anyway, the point is, yes, you would want. So don't come back for Thanksgiving because we're getting a really small turkey this year, and there's not enough to go around.
This will be the year of the
I know
the smallest Thanksgivings on record.
I know. My wife wants to get the regular stuff and then haul it around to everybody.
No. Who knows if that turkey has a virus? 855-935-TALK is our number. Give us a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
There's a science to managing money. I call it financial physics, and you can get a free copy of my easy-to-read book, Financial Physics, at talkingrealmoney.com/free, or there's an interactive version available on Apple iBooks. It's called Financial Physics. That's spelled with an F, and you can get it free at talkingrealmoney.com/free or in the Apple Bookstore.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom Tuch, right into the segment. Right into it. He's a professional. He's a radio professional.
Don't try this at
home. You do that, you could just get stepped on. You never know what happens. 855-935-8255 on another one of those days. We just don't understand. Really, we don't understand the dynamics of callers. We always wonder. We get days where it's like, wow, we are just inundated with calls. We don't get through them all. They're just like hanging on at the end. And then we have like last week and this week. It's been so quiet. So quiet. You can hear a pin drop here in the studio.
All right. Anyway, if you're tired of the
Tom and Don
silly
show,
banter,
Tom
yeah,
and Don
then
show,
call
then you have to be somebody who's interrupting it.
Give him the number.
I did give the number, 855.
One more time.
Without interruption, please. 855-935. These are dramatic pauses. 8255.
Yeah, maybe you're saying it too fast.
That's what I thought. So I thought I'd slow it down a little. Hey, if you're on LinkedIn, Tom posted.
Oh, come on.
Tom posted on LinkedIn.
I don't do a lot of posting either.
He did. He posted on LinkedIn. Yeah. But it actually is kind of cool. And I know you're not supposed to do this on the radio, but I don't care. I don't care. Last month, September of 2020.
Yes.
What was the number one rated radio show for listeners over 50 years old? We have to qualify it because we don't have a lot of 18-year-olds listening.
Those are still alive.
50 plus.
Yeah, all right.
Saturday
I could say that because I'm in that group.
We are number one AM. We are number one.
Yeah.
Number one. We beat everybody in the market, 12 to 2 PM in the Seattle area. You guys, thank you so much.
No, I have a great sense. I have a terrific sense of gratitude because there's a lot out there. You can listen to a lot of other stuff. So thank you. Yeah.
We must be doing something right.
Truly.
But apparently, it's people want to
listen.
We've
answered every question.
We have proven that they want to listen, not that they necessarily want to call. And my theory is that you're a little hard on them. I think you're a little hard.
Me?
Yeah, I think you're
Wait
hard.
A minute.
I think you can be
Come
a little
on.
Tough. You know, it's like,
all right.
You know, it's like, oh, I can't believe you're doing that. Oh.
I was a little grouchy this week, but I thought last Saturday was very kind to people. But okay.
Because nobody called. Of course you were kind to people.
Oh, that must have been it.
That was it. Anyway. I am nice to the callers. I am just hard on the people that the callers deal with. They make me
mad. Yeah, you've got a bad rap for that.
I do. I have a terrible reputation with the brokerage industry. And you know what? I have this to say to all of you. That was a raspberry. It's a really bad one.
That needs to be a little heftier.
I know.
There you go. That wasn't perfect, but okay.
That was really, I don't have a wet enough mouth, I think. All right. Now, whoa, I know where we were going. We believe in the academic research. We've always said that. We believe in research. And the research on the stock market pretty regularly shows that small companies outperform large company stocks. That stocks in value companies outperform growth companies. And one of the biggest value investors of all time is a guy by the name of Warren Buffett. That's how he made most of his money, buying undervalued assets.
Bargains.
However, the past decade has not been kind to value or small cap, really. It's been a large cap U.S. market over the past 10 years. A large cap U.S. market, unlike the previous 10 years, which was not a large cap U.S. market. And so what's happening is that a lot of people are sort of throwing in the towel.
Well, you said the word pretty much. It's that pretty much part pretty much it works.
Yeah, pretty much. Most of
the time.
Doesn't
work all the time.
Most of the time. Wait, you just did present tense.
It's a good point.
Worked. All right. You're right. The devil's in the details. The devil's in the semantics. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And by the way, we are not just small and value investors. We own large growth stocks, too.
Sure.
It's just most of you do not own small and value. Most of you don't. I mean, because it's not in your 401k.
We just want you to have some money in small and value rather than almost all large cap U.S.
Yeah. So when someone well-known like Ted Aronson throws in the towel, give him back $10 billion from his value shop, his value investing place.
I couldn't believe that when I read that.
Yeah,
he's giving up. But it was interesting what he said in the article. He goes, I basically said, right after I get out, it's probably going to go straight up. It's just probably going to go straight up.
And we do not think you should give up on value. We don't think you should give up on small. We don't think you should give up on international. And by the way, if anything else, I think it's time to buy those things because they haven't performed as well.
Yeah. Before you do something dumb, call us at 855-935-TALK like our only caller for the hour, Judy, just did. Hi, Judy. Welcome to Talking Real
Hello.
Money. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for being there. Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Can you hear us? Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I need some advice on what to do to preserve $12,500, which is my emergency fund, and I don't want to invest it in stocks, but I was convinced by an Edward Jones representative to invest in a bond fund that's earning about 2.0% or a little less.
And what's the name of the bond fund? Judy, what's the name of the bond fund?
Well, I'm not really sure. Let me see.
Is it an American fund? Is it Bond Fund of America?
Well, I don't know. It's something that Edward Jones supports. Let's see if I can pull it out.
That would be a common one for them to use. That's why Don's asking. Bond Fund of America.
Yeah, let me just.
And it probably is yielding somewhere around 2%.
I'm going to look. Yeah, the Bond Fund of America is yielding 2%. My guess is that's what they put you into.
Yes.
And let me just tell you a few facts, and I hope this dissuades a lot of people from talking to their friendly neighborhood Edward Jones office, because the Bond Fund of America is a
how much?
Is a commissioned product. They charge a commission. I'm trying to find the commission because
And what's the expense ratio?
Morningstar moved everything around. The expense ratio, get this, is 0.61%, which is ridiculous. The front load is 3.75%. So, by the way, let me just tell you, when did you buy that?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago. I had a CD that was earning 3.75%.
Basically, what you did was you lost 2 years of earnings. Two full years of earnings to the broker.
Well,
I have a question first. Let me ask you this. Did he give you a did he give you a prospectus?
Oh, I don't know. I'm 77 and he said, you know, this is good for you. Now, it looks like it's a federated HRMS short-term.
Okay, different fund. Hold on. Give me that one. Federated HRM?
HRMS, short-term INCSLAASHS.
Okay, so that's a short-term bond fund. You know what? I'm going to ask you a huge favor. I don't do this very often because I really want to make sure I've told you the right stuff. But we're running out of time this hour. I only have a few seconds after the break. If you could, please hang on until after the top of the hour. I will do some research and see what I can find.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Everybody needs help with their money now and again, and if you need more help than we can give in the course of this podcast or show, set up an appointment with one of our advisors for a free actual meeting with no obligation and no high-pressure sales pitch. Just go to vestory.com, that's V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com, or call 800-386-3004.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
I literally only have like 30 seconds left, so we didn't have time to finish Judy during the live show. Well, we did, but it was in the next hour, and the next hour becomes tomorrow's podcast. So this is a two-part podcast, basically. The rest of our answer to Judy on tomorrow's edition of Talking Real Money. Please share the podcast with your friends and neighbors and relatives and everybody you know. Thanks for listening. I'm Don McDonald.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.